Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another team, Landfill. We were all in such a hurry for the Jets, right? Aaron Rodgers is healthy. You know, they got strong defense in the middle. Garrett Wilson. They might trade for Devontae Adams. Well, guess who won that battle? Per Adam Schefter, the Jets have fired head coach Robert Saleh. I mean, smell you later, Robert. I know some people on that staff. Rodgers is a coach killer, dude. You can think what you want, but as soon as they made that trade, Saleh was no longer in charge. But damn, dude. You get fired going into week six. I guess, Lanville, did Robert Saleh throw the three pick? I can't remember. Maybe it was him. He's got a big bald head like Jeff and B-Mitch. Maybe he snuck in there and threw those picks in London. I'm not saying Saleh's good. I don't think he is. But you fire a dude in week six, to me, is more emblematic of what side you're picking in a probably fairly petty quarrel than what the coach has deserved. I mean, here's something incredibly stupid. If you're looking at the playoff picture in the AFC right now, the Jets are the first team out. So next week, they could be back in a wild card spot. They're 2-3. It's not like they're 0-5. That, to me, is way more about, I can't wait till we get B. I think he's going to enjoy that one. I don't know that Saleh was ready to be a head coach. I think, you know, being the D coordinator of that Niners defense that was loaded with talent, you look pretty damn good. And when you have a really good and efficient offense that stays on the field for long periods of time, you're going to be pretty damn good. Saleh, in his time in New York, the first year they were bad, right? Most first-year head coaches, things go poorly. Dan Quinn, at least right now, is the exception. The last two seasons and the beginning of this season, the Jets were top five in yards allowed. In 22, they were fourth in yards allowed, fourth in points allowed. Last season, they were 12th in points allowed. I think a lot of that was because the offense was so bad and a lot of offenses were getting advantageous defense field position. I'm not saying Saleh deserved to stick around, but hard for me to see anything other than Rodgers wanted him out, so he's out. And Rodgers has the ear of the owner. If you just get in your car, you miss this news. Schefter saying, Jets fire head coach Robert Saleh. Not even week six. Bro, the leaves aren't even falling yet. Like, it's still hurricane season. It's not even cold yet. There's still mosquitoes in my yard. And coaches are getting fired. Hard to think that's anything but Aaron Rodgers, right? Rodgers got McCarthy driven out of Green Bay. Maybe that was deserved. Maybe not. Rodgers and LaFleur seem to get along, but eventually the Packers are like, dude, enough's enough with this fella. I think the Jets and Rodgers are probably a perfect marriage because one thing that Commanders fans, not to localize everything, but people should enjoy, you just got to watch it with the Browns. The Browns made probably, maybe like the Herschel Walker trade, but I think it's pretty definitive. The Browns made what looks like the worst transaction in NFL history to trade for Deshaun Watson. And then to compound that mistake, they gave Deshaun Watson a 5-year fully guaranteed contract, right? With a ton of cash. They can't get out of it. maybe a year from now, they just eat it and they're like, we don't care how bad we are. This guy's got to go. I think we're getting closer and closer to that, especially with performances like he had in Washington the other day. As a Commanders reporter that has seen the inside of that organization for a long time, I recognize it when I see it, Landfill. Like, if Jeff hears a good track, he knows he can make a banger. He has that eye and that ear for music, right? Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart once explained that you can't describe pornography, but you know it when you see it. I know when I see broken football organizations and that it stems from ownership. I know it. I've seen it. I've lived it. I know it. I can spot that. Spotting dimes and eating onions. Browns or broken football organization starts with ownership. Jimmy Haslam's a complete, I think he's actually a criminal, or like he had to negotiate with the feds for his release or whatever that is. And the Jets are the same thing. Woody Johnson, at the tail end of the Dan days, you know who his best friend was in NFL ownership? Woody Johnson. So those two can chill on their yachts and enjoy a life that the rest of us will never experience. But no, you're also never going to win anything. And I have a lot of friends that are Jets fans. Shout out to Heather McDonough. Good luck. You've picked Aaron Rodgers, who's, I don't know that Saleh was the answer, but I know that, who, well, hold on. Far better question here. This is far more important. Maybe this is out, Landfill, and I haven't seen it. Who the hell you naming interim? Is it Hackett? The audacity to truly let Aaron call his own shots, and they're putting Nathaniel Hackett in as head coach? Because, dude, the easy question, the easy discussion, when you hear it in college football, college sports a lot. Oh, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. Who the hell are you going to get? Who's going to be better? Hell, you hear married couples, young people talk about it all the time. Oh, man, I want to move. I want to move. I want a fresh start. Where are you going? How much does that house cost? What's your rent going to be there? The Jets fire Robert Saleh. I'm looking at the Jets coaching roster.
All right, apparently it's going to be something called Jeff Ulbrich.
The D coordinator.
Okay.
He looks tough. I don't want to see him in an alley. But he's only getting it because they can't go to Hackett, because Hackett's a joke. I mean, woof. They do have a really nice practice facility, though, Landfill. And they feed the media.
Well, I believe Ulbrich was a coach in Atlanta when Quinn was there.
Guess where Ulbrich went to college?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. He's a Rainbow Warrior. I imagine they've changed that name. Are they still the Rainbow Warriors?
I think they changed it, and then they changed it back. So they're the Rainbow Warriors again. But for a while, they were just the Warriors.
You know, it's Hawaii. Let them be the Rainbow Warriors. Like, is that... I'd love to know what side of the aisle was mad at them about that. Or was it both? And you're getting attacked by the whole world. Like Robert Saleh apparently is. Aaron Rodgers got Saleh fired. Congratulations, Jets. Hope it works. I don't think it will. Robert Saleh, 45 years old. Been in the NFL a long time. Good luck. Good luck up there. Saleh might have been... I think he has ties to DQ from their Seahawks days. Not saying to expect him to come here or anything, but they're all in that Shanahan world. Aaron Rodgers, dude. Here's what people want to do. They want to talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and how this might turn it around. I don't think it will. They don't want to talk about the Chiefs, who just continue to dominate, are now 5-0. But, hey, let's... fire up. You guys got Stephen A. on in there? What are they saying? Will this be the move that gets Breece Hall going? Meanwhile, Kareem Hunt, who was Rookie of the Year in 2017, went for $120 last night. The content machine, man. Like, let's ignore the really good quality football that just plays killer defense and nobody ever talks about, because you got to talk about Travis Kelce's mustache and his newest fit. Let's talk about Robert Saleh. Let's talk about the Cowboys being in trouble. Is Sam Darnold MVP? Because everybody's going to click on that and say, no, no, no. It's the Chiefs. There's things in life that matter, and then there's the noise. The Chiefs matter. The Jets are the noise.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.